God is more concerned about what we are than what we can do. He's actively at work in each one of our lives, and His purpose is to change us from the inside out. In Galatians chapter 5, He lists the fruit that He is working to produce in each one of our lives. One of those important qualities in that list is patience. Patience can be defined as accepting a difficult situation from the Lord without giving Him a deadline to remove it. Patience can only really be understood in the context of suffering. That's why so few of us ever learn it. Often when we begin to experience pressure or problems, especially in our marriage, our natural reaction is, "How can I get out of this?" But the New Testament church had a different understanding of suffering. They embraced it, not because they had a martyr's complex, but because they understood the spiritual benefits that trials produced when responded to with the right attitude. Paul says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 3, "But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." There are two truths you need to keep in perspective when going through a trial that can help us have the right attitude and response to trials. First, God is good. We often say that, don't we? When things are going well and according to our plans, we can often be heard to say, "God is good." That's easy to say when everything is going our way, but what about when things don't go quite the way we'd planned? What about when a loved one dies, or we're involved in an accident, or lose our job? The truth is, God is still good. Our circumstances may change, but God doesn't change. God is always good. Second, God is sovereign. There's not one thing that happens in your life or mine without the knowledge and permission of a sovereign God who has everything under control. Every situation and circumstance has been allowed by Him and is being used by Him to build and shape the character of Jesus Christ into each one of our lives. Rather than complaining and fighting against your circumstances, acknowledge God's goodness and His sovereignty and submit yourself to His perfect will. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.